Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. You can check us out in Richmond on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM on the FM side. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. Take us on the go wherever you may be with that Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Still efforting audio or video of Cakes being called out by Coach Boudreaux on the Monumental Sports altcast.
We have the altcast audio. We're going through it now.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Very good. So
11 minutes of Cakesy.
Oh, very nice. Good. Very good.
I really nice. Want to hear this.
So he said he's going through it now? Is that what he said?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
If you missed it earlier, I just had a question for Cakes because I did the alt cast on Friday on the Wizard side. Mm-hmm. And then I knew that Cakes was doing it on Saturday. I wasn't able to catch it, but I saw on Twitter a couple people said, yo, what's up with Coach Boudreaux calling Cakes out saying he didn't know who he was?
Right.
And it did feel like a shot. And I'm sure it was in the spirit of fun, but I didn't hear it. And we were just kind of kicking that around. So
yeah, I don't think it was that big of a deal. I think it's getting a tad overblown. But I mean,
well,
you guys
tell you the truth.
Can
tell you my honest. I mean, you're just being magnanimous and gracious because you're a Caps guy and you don't want to upset him. Like, I wonder if you would truly, if you truly felt offended, if you would.
If I felt offended,
always gives everybody the benefit of the doubt.
Slighted, I would say it. But I didn't feel like it was that big of a deal.
All right. Well, maybe you're right. I got to hear it. I got to be my own judge.
Okay.
Got to be my own judge.
You can judge it
Which
yourself.
Day was that?
That was Saturday.
Saturday. All right.
During the lightning
By the way,
game.
We haven't really talked about it. The Caps have a monster game tonight.
BGOTY.
BGOTY.
Are you doing it tonight, too?
Not tonight, no.
Yeah. All right. How come GP wasn't there? Was he traveling or something?
He was at the game.
Oh, he was at the game.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
So a lot of people have been thinking that Jaden Daniels is going to be the pick. One of those guys who has been saying that is Adam Schefter. And we've kicked it around a couple times. Well, does he really know, or is he just theorizing, reading the tea leaves, or does he have a source? And it's getting stronger and stronger, kind of the language coming from Adam Schefter. So the latest quote from Adam Schefter is, I think you go get those Jaden Daniels jerseys.
Mm-hmm. Good luck to your Commanders in the draft as well. I think you go get those Jaden Daniels jerseys. I think you go get
that. Hey, look, man, I'm about to get one.
Wow. I know I saw that clip going viral. That'd be great. If they draft him, he's the most exciting quarterback in the draft. But to me, he's much more exciting than Caleb. But we'll see. I don't know who's telling him that. I don't know. You got a Kingsbury connection.
Yeah, who is
something?
His source inside the inside Commander's Park? Hmm. I'd like to know Adam Schefter's source.
It may not be inside the park. It could just be an agent or something.
That could be.
But I still find it hard to believe that those guys are telling people who they're drafting.
Like, well, it's probably not them.
No, but who would they tell anybody? Right? Yeah, so in other words, for someone to know, now forget about Schefter. For someone to know that they're drafting him because that means they told someone.
Yeah, I mean, they talk to people. I mean, but let's just say Quinn or Kingsbury told somebody who told somebody who told somebody who told somebody. It could be five or six down the chain. You know what I mean?
I understand that.
I wouldn't
be
surprised.
Why would they tell anyone? Why would they tell even their cousin or their best friend or their wife?
Well, they probably would just tell someone that's close to them that they trust. And then that person leaks it. And then the other person leaks it. I mean, it's possible.
I know.
How does it hurt you, though, if you actually, if you're Adam Peters.
How does it hurt you?
Actually, you told Adam Schefter.
Daniels or somebody. Or somebody really
wants. Yeah, but if you're resolute that you're going to take him.
Well, somebody wants Drake May.
But I don't think Kingsbury or Quinn or Peters would have told Schefter.
No, of course not. I don't believe that either.
It's down the chain.
No, I understand that. But I still don't think.
Explain to me, though. Yeah. How it hurts you if you're Adam Peters and you know number one is going to be Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
You know it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can pick anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You've narrowed it down to all the guys we've talked about. You can throw J.J. McCarthy in there, Drake May, or Jaden Daniels. And you know all of your scouts, including yourself and your head coach, prefer Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to trade out of that because you know you need a quarterback to be successful. This is the guy. So how does it hurt you to say?
Well, you could say, why wouldn't you say, I'm going to take Drake May to try to get a team that's desperate for Drake May to move up to two, and maybe you slide down and you could still get Daniels at three. In other words, it doesn't help you. It doesn't help you to let other people know exactly what you're doing.
I don't think it would hurt you that much. Now, here's the thing. Diana Rossini talked to a GM, and she tweeted out, just had an insightful draft conversation with the GM who strongly reminded me about 20 times that most teams are still undecided and no team is leaking to anyone who they are picking. Most organizations aren't even settled on who they are taking. It's still early.
Mm-hmm.
So
I find
how do you put those two together?
I just find that hard to believe.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Are you ordering your Jaden Daniels jerseys based on what Adam Schefter says?
Of course not.
I mean, Eric,
yeah.
If you're Peters or Quinn or King or any of those guys, how are you still unsettled? What else do you need to see?
Well, because it's close. I don't think any of these guys are home runs.
I'm not saying they're home runs, but what else do you need to see in the next 10 days?
Well, they are meeting with the guys.
You gotta
I guess
meet
somebody
them.
Could be a disaster.
Yeah, you got to meet them.
Okay, maybe after that they'll
gotta
be settled.
You got to do more investigative stuff.
In terms of on the field, I mean, they've got to know who they have higher as a grade.
Well, maybe, but their on the field stuff is so different.
Right, but they already know it. They've been watching these guys for months.
Okay, but they might go back and forth. Like, if you had the number two pick in a fantasy draft, you don't think you would be waffling? We waffle all the time.
No.
In fantasy drafts, we waffle, choke right at when we make the pick.
No,
yeah, I usually have a list. If I cross a guy out, I take the next guy. I take
I would know. If I had the number two pick, I would know who I'm taking.
You don't think you would decide? You would go back and forth?
I certainly wouldn't decide, you know, the week of the draft.
I know
I think that's normal.
If I
would
the number two pick in any fantasy draft, and he's there, I'm taking Christian McCaffrey.
Right.
If somebody, I'm just saying it right now. I don't care who knows it.
No, you have to.
I don't care.
Now you have to have a backup plan.
I knew I was going to take Scotty if he fell to me, and then I had my backup plan in my back pocket.
And I think that Dan Quinn and Peters have that. I would say it's a 1% chance that Drake May or Daniels is selected one. So maybe, but I guess you still have to be prepared for that. But I think after all these months of watching film and talking to people and going to pro days and combines, I think they know.
I think they're leaning, but I'm not convinced they know because I don't think any of these guys are home like guarantees. They're just
kind of junk.
Nobody's a guarantee.
So you question?
Can a junk?
Caleb's not even a guarantee.
I don't think he is either. But like Andrew Luck was kind of a guarantee.
Once in a while.
Is it possible for a junk's listener to sneak into Commander's Park and go take a look at the draft board and find a way into the main room, into the nerve center, and get into the draft room.
I think they would kill you. I think if you went in there, I think they'd shoot you.
Then you would definitely be accosted and arrested and escorted from the premises.
I don't know.
I'm guessing their security is pretty good over there.
I mean, Schefter is flexing like he just knows. So weird.
I got to think that I'm just using the Vikings as an example. I got to think the Vikings, who have two first-round picks and are going to attempt to move up because they're desperate for a quarterback, they know who they want. Now, if that guy's taken, okay, they got a backup point. But I guarantee the Vikings know what quarterback they want.
Yeah, they probably have two or three that they really like a lot.
I think they have it 1, 2, 3.
I'm sure it's slotted by this point.
Yeah.
Why are you surprised that they would? Why? What's the rush? There's no rush to know now. Like you want to? I think you look at every piece of information. You talk to every person you can. You do. What's the rush? You don't need to know.
There's no
until the day of the draft.
But there's no rush. But why wouldn't you know 10 days before the draft?
Well, you might have a strong lean.
Here would be my argument. What's going to change? If the work is done, then you move on to the next
item. They're doing that, too. They got other guys doing that.
But they're done maybe with – they're settled. So just move on. Now you got to focus on the rest of the draft.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what they're probably doing.
They're not.
So you think that the GM that Diana talked to is full of it or lying?
Hold on. Wait,
remind me again what they said.
J.P. Zach making it sound like they've done all the work they've done up to this point is just on the quarterback. And then with 10 days left or 9 days left, then they're going to focus on the rest of the draft.
No, they know everybody.
No, okay, they've already been doing
it. Not the way it works.
Dude, they're over there 18 hours a day.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, they're doing
and
all
they got
of
100
I understand
guys
that.
Doing
I'm
stuff.
Saying, though, you at some point you finish the work, right? Okay, you don't. They're not going to be working on who they're going to draft number two until the second they pick, make the pick.
You don't know that. What if Adam Peters is just a guy who's going to take it down to the last? He might not know until the last hour before
it's
the
possible.
Draft.
I'm speculating. We're all speculating.
Right.
I'm speculating that their work is done.
I'm
they're
say
settled
not,
on the pick.
I think that's the most ridiculous thing you've heard yet.
If the in-person visits this week.
I didn't hear it on speculation.
Why would you have an in-person visit with these quarterbacks if your work on them is, as you like to put it, it's done?
It's mostly done.
So you those guys
it's
are just like going to watch movies and stuff right now because
I think it's
right
mostly perfunctory. It's not going to change that much.
You catching up on Sopranos and watching that again?
I think it's mostly perfunctory.
No.
Again. I think it's mostly show. Like it could potentially sway things, but I think it's unlikely. I think 99% of it's done. The in-person visits, it's a minor factor.
Eric, you might
I think
be
the
right.
tape is the biggest factor.
And I think
they've already studied. I will say this. All right, they may not know who they want because they want to meet the kids first, okay, mm-hmm. and then go over the board and say
I'm
recite
sure
the place.
But each one's leaning,
and that
somewhere.
May be true.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying I think they already have a pecking order. They think they already have a guy who they think's better than the other.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Now after the meetings that could change, but
possibly.
I think they already have a pecking order.
But I think you got to factor in everything. You got to factor in the system. You know who our guys like, how it's going to work. It may not just be this guy purely is better than the other guy. That guy might not fit what Kingsbury wants to do. Or you know what I mean? There's so many factors.
Yeah, but they've already factored that.
But
all.
They've been talking about it for months.
All right.
That's my point.
All right.
18 hours a day
I just think
since
that they,
since
it,
what?
It's such a big.
When
decision.
Was Quinn hired?
couple months ago. It's such a big decision, though. They're not just going to rush into it. They're going to take as long as it takes. They're going to leave no stone unturned. And sure, they may have a lean right now. Well, what if it's a situation, which it very well could be, where Peters likes one guy, Quinn likes one guy, Kingsbury likes a third, and they still haven't hashed it out.
Still battling.
I mean, why do we think that they're all on the same page?
That's possible.
There's no reason to think that.
Well, there is a little reason to think it. Is Adam Schefter's telling you order the Jaden Daniels jerseys.
Again,
well,
I don't understand that. That's just, I think that's just Schefter, a little bravado coming from him. Honestly.
Except he was, you know, proven to be right on the head coaching thing. When everybody thought it was going to be Ben Johnson, he said, no, hold your horses.
Okay, yeah, like an hour before. Yeah. Someone leaked it.
I mean, you could discredit him, but he got that one right when most people were wrong.
I know. He gets a lot right.
Yeah.
People leak him stuff. I get it.
That's the point.
He's seeming weirdly positive about it. I don't know.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Are you convinced it's going to be Jaden Daniels?
Are you, Cakes?
As the Commanders' quarterback.
I'm not convinced of anything at this point.
We'll take your calls when we come back at 800-636-1067.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.